Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello everyone, it's me, Allison, here. We're now waiting on Red Hood and Johnny to come in. So, yes. Tonight's sponsor is get an additional 10% off of already discount prices in the outlet section at iHomeRadio.com. Use outlet, capital OUTLET, up until August 31st. So, yes, tonight we have some interesting topics, which Johnny and Reset are not joining us.
And now I'm with you.
I swear, the lines and the traffic was crazy. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. God.
I'm sure you...
It's the madhouse, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just like the people in Florida wanting to... Just like those people in Florida where all the crazy shit happens?
Well, all the crazy shit happens anyway in Florida. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Isn't there a story that takes place in Florida?
Oh, yes.
We do have a story that takes place in Florida, which refers to a Florida meth-cooking mom busted by her 7-year-old. Bravo for that child. Bravo.
I don't know. I don't know where the person got the kid. Honestly, got the ball to report his mum. But the fact that she was 26, that's another thing entirely. The fact, you know, okay. I'm 26, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Bravo!
Bravo. Oh, yes, I'm making meth. Oh, what is this white stuff, Tommy?
It's like, yeah, meth, bad.
You know? Oh, it smells like a gasoline tank in here. Oh, should I smell it? Mom? Like, mom!
No, Johnny, don't touch the meth.
What?
Like, Johnny, don't touch the meth. It's you.
It's almost like, you know, let's see. A Florida mom in trouble. Okay. I could only imagine what the police detection was like. Could you?
Oh, God.
I'm like, hello, ring. Yes, Lord of the Rings. Yes, I'd like to report something happening. My mom, I don't know what this white stuff is. Can you identify it? It's the very stage. What is the white stuff? Please tell me. I don't know. You know, and good on the sun for expressing the desires to show moments bad stuff, but according to, I mean, how and what, you know, great on him. I have to say, smart kid. And poor kid, because he's not going to be without a mom, and he's going to go, he's going to basically get
we can at least give the kid it's like the kid is the one that's doing something better than the mother is.
I know. Where's the father throughout all this, though?
Yeah.
You know, you tell me. I mean, father's probably cooking that, right?
I mean, that would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be pretty funny. Yes, and they could treat it like a, they could treat it like a cooking class.
Oh.
Even worse.
Like, yes, like, Tony, like, can you pass me the basil? I mean, boss?
Like, no, it's like you're, it's like, whoa.
What?
It's like cruelty to kids, I must say so myself.
Well, cruelty to kids.
But, you know, cruelty to kids and cruelty to, I think, everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And taking it to a new level
of stupidity.
Of stupidity. You know. With everything.
It's like, my mommy has done it. My mommy's doing time.
Where's your mom? I don't know. Where is she? I don't know.
And then it's like, I don't know. I really don't care.
I don't know. I don't care. Where's your mom? I don't fucking know. Can you? You're really, really foul. You know. You're a really foul 7-year-old. I know. Fuck you. I mean, pretty bad. Pretty bad. Pretty bad. Pretty bad. Pretty bad. Very bad. You know, could you imagine
everything else?
It's like the child going to school. Yeah, I was featured on the news.
Or the child going, I don't like the school. Let's report it. You know. I don't like the school. Let's report it. Why should we report it? Because it's filthy. Oh, okay. That's one reason to report it. And it stinks. Okay. And, what else? It stinks and has spam. Every day spam. You know. something like that.
Right.
Or you're in an office and it's bring your kid to work day.
Illegal.
And all
style.
You see. It's like, this
what?
Is the illegal way. It's like taking your child to
this
work
is the illegal way. I'm like, oh my God, this is racketeering.
And money laundering down to...
I'm a 7-year-old. Do you know what racketeering called? Do you know what racketeering is?
Or anything else for that matter?
No, I don't, because I'm 7.
You know. Sort of thing.
Yeah,
the funnier thing is that, you know, similar to the kid who was running up and down, who escaped New York City, that we explained a couple of episodes ago, that ran up and down the bars torturing people with a Krispy Kreme.
Right.
This might be the same kid.
Oh, God.
We never know.
Right.
I mean, with these things, we never know. I mean, only reporters. Give us fucking that.
Right.
You know? Give us that. And if you're not going to give us that, leave us the fuck alone. You know?
Yeah.
Don't make a big thing of it. But yet, the funnier thing, and this is the funniest thing to me, is how people, you know, seem
to
doubt
7-year-olds.
It's like I know what you're doing, and it really isn't good, mommy. That it really isn't good.
Oh, mommy's just earning money.
It's like, you're not, it's like,
white money?
Mom, are we white? Like, you know. It's like, are you trying? It's like, what are you wanting to do, Mom? It's like, live out of, it's like, we have a nice home, nice cars, but we certainly don't. But there's a lot of things that aren't adding up. Like your obsession with the white dust.
Yeah.
So it's like, why is there so much white stuff in the house? Don't, it would be like, don't touch it. But yet, the white stuff in the house is very funny. Just to see, just to see the addiction and pretend it's bath salts.
You know.
Oh, God.
Because bath salts, you know, come in the house, the kid is already, you know,
I've got everything. Running around. It's like, you are doing, I could only picture the mother and say, no, this is the way mommy and daddy make money.
How is it that you make money off of, wait a second.
Well, is that why stuff?
We don't know.
And then you can always picture the kid being like, I'm going to Google search images of white stuff.
Wait a second, what is Google?
Kids know how to use Google. Kids know how to use...
Yeah, I know. Kids...
I know, Allison. You know, kids know how to use Google, but do they really know how to use Google? And you would be surprised.
Oh, would I? Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh!
So kids in America aren't really...
not stupid.
Not at all.
Are they?
Not at all.
I mean, could it be?
Could it be something that was, could it be something that could be other than, you know?
I mean, you tell me. You tell me, Johnny. What do you think?
I feel you. I'm not gonna fall off my bed.
Well, no.
Yeah.
But. At the same time.
Oh my.
It is.
Anyways.
Funny as shit to see, you know, a 7-year-old. It's honest. We can commend the kid.
We honestly could commend the kid too, especially when it's
we commend the kid.
Commend the kid, mother. Not some mother definitely has a lot more issues on hand.
The mother, I think, is obviously senile, obviously trying to get attention. But
or not senile, just not caring.
Not senile, just not there.
Mentally.
Well, yeah, just not there mentally.
And that's when it's like, I can only imagine what the child was thinking. I'm going to call my mom and let's see what happens. It's like, Mom, how do you call my mom?
No, I mean, yeah, call 911. But yet, the funniest thing is, how do you call 911 at 7?
Obviously,
are you wait a second, sorry. Which road in England, call 7791. But yet, you know, star 91 or whatever.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You kids in the USA, you have 911.
Yeah.
Hold on, fucking easier. By the time we get into the, the fire's already ready. We have sent 20 texts, one email complaint, and one fucking phone complaint.
It's like, Mom, I'm going to call you.
No, you're not.
Like, we call 911 and say, what can happen here? It's like, let's see what can happen. Let's see how much you like going away for good.
I know. It's crazy.
It's like, oh no, you shouldn't have done it.
Yet, on to
our
second subject of the night. Today in the Middle East, we all know about Fallujah or what's happening in Syria, but yet, the U.S., once again, has tried but failed to free the U.S. hostages in Syria. Whilst we at AMC Press & Co. do not joke about this, we are...
No, not at all.
You know, we are stunned by the lack of the lack of, let's say, balls, you know, the fact that this person was beheaded.
And not to mention his, they used his, phone. They're now using, they now can be where it's like, okay, we're going to record it and be a full-on.
But yet, it's
going to
start.
World stage.
What I don't get, at least this is me, you know, I'm following this religiously in real life, but...
Same here.
What I don't get is, why they're all of a sudden going, these terrorists are all of a sudden going back to the Daniel Pearlman technique. Or Daniel Pearlman technique. You know, these news reporters go out into the field. You know, and risk their lives
to provide the news, to go above
to provide
the
news that we satire, and then get killed for it. What's that?
I think.
What's that about?
There,
you know.
I don't know, but I think that there's enough people in the world that are going to say this is complete another crap, that there's nothing, that no one is coming out and saying anything. Okay, sympathies to the family. Okay, that's all well and good. But I'm trying to think of the right word. Not forceful, but being more direct. And say, this isn't going to happen.
No. Yet. It is funny as hell to see that Al-Qaeda has never, does not know how to operate a fucking cell phone.
It's like, everyone knows this.
Everybody knows this but you. Yes, we are old. We are old and gray and with machine guns. Okay. But father,
it's like,
shut up. You know.
Yeah.
What's even scarier is that they used his cell phone.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in a hostage crisis.
Yeah.
I mean, we pray for their safety. But yet, it's a typical thing. It's a typical thing of, you know, speak to the camera, say your last word, then...
Right.
You know, yet the man was an American who was speaking with a British accent. You know, any attempt you, Obama, deny the Muslims their right of living in safety is both catastrophe will result in bloodshed for your people. Okay. Well, when is this bloodshed? You know?
Yeah.
When is it? Where is it? And why is it coming now?
Right.
You know, why? Why would it be coming now? You know.
I agree.
Yeah, the thing is that are we going back to the '90s, ladies and gentlemen, where people are getting cut, and is there, and do they really want to kill the Twin Towers again? I mean, because that could be entirely possible.
I agree. Which is, it's like,
I mean, do we, you know, I'm not kidding, not being satiric, do we have to be afraid? You know, does it have to be going back Bush years when we have to dig somebody else out of somebody else's mess?
Yeah.
But then again, we're always digging out somebody out of somebody else's mess.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the U.S. way, right?
Unfortunately, can't focus on those at home. Guess that's too much of a issue, I guess.
Well, it's an issue of great sort of concern.
I agree.
You know, yet the yeah, it is crazy to think that they're still operating under the old regime.
I agree.
It's, I mean, what do you think?
It's fucking mind-blowing.
I mean, besides the fact that the, you know, what is it? Are they finally realizing that Bin Laden's gone? You know? All the terrorists are gone. Of the world.
I agree.
The majority of them, anyway. You know, is this the other side telling us, say, listen, we don't like what you're doing, so we're going to cut off a general sense to actually make you agree?
Yeah, I don't think that works.
You know. Or is it other things? You know, is it trying to get their freedom back?
And then there's those that are constantly fighting for freedom over there that are, like, the Kurdish women.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't, I don't think I can, you know, take it where it's great the women are fighting. Now they're cutting each other's heads off. What is it going to come next? What is it going to come to
something
next?
Something has to give.
Well, if something gives, we'll report it. Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
On to our next topic. And if you're just tuning in, we have just reported about the beheading that happened yesterday. And it's very unfortunate. And for that, we have had the 7-year-old kid who reported his parents for meth.
Her mother.
Now, do you want to take this one?
No, go ahead. You take it.
No, I've taken the last two. You take this one.
Hold on. Hold on a moment. Johnny, could you...
Is it his?
Okay, now, sorry about that.
What?
In
the Orlando Sentinel,
there's a new
sheriff in town.
Yeah. Which means...
That would be very funny to organize a sting that is named Sum 11 in Greece.
Which it sounds like Greece.
We are all wondering in the newsroom whether he brought his weather jacket or not.
Yeah.
And what?
It's like summer, but then you never know if someone could potentially try to, in the process of the sting, find someone who could be trying to fly a fire hydrant as well.
What do you mean by that?
There could be a lot more things that could go on. End up having a sting that ends up turning into a pure mess because of someone who wanted to ride a fire hydrant or fly a fire hydrant. But that's only if the sting was in two areas as well. It's like summer loving, but doesn't mean summer of hot messes? Yes.
Well, summer of hot messes. And the poorest excuse that you can use, you know, radio lyrics.
It's like, I'm going to fly a fire hydrant instead of...
I'm going to fry a fire hydrant and I'm going to fuck somebody over. Oh, wait a second, somebody's fucking me. Oh, wait, now... You know, I'm going to respond to an online post, the operation that was part of the Fortnite operation that included investigators advertising for sex for money.
Okay.
For money. Which is kind of illegal. You know. And then...
No, it's illegal, more importantly.
It is illegal. Sorry, not kind of illegal. It is, you know.
Wow!
Then,
it's like illegal,
legal. It's like, you know, how many things do you have to go down the list for? Release on $500 bail. So you made
$500.
Oh my. Like maybe something's gone. Maybe they need to. Maybe whoever was involved with it, it's like they're going to have a lot of time to think of what happened.
I mean, I just see it. They're going to have a lot of time to think what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also going to have a lot of time to go, oh, yes, I'm going. Yeah, I'm going to do this. Because of the fact that I know that if I do this, I'm going to lose my job. You know, I'm going to lose my job, and I'm going to have this kind of a thing where nobody's going to believe me.
It's like,
nobody's going to believe me.
I made the news because of something. Oh, really, what was that? I was arrested for this thing called summer loving.
Yes,
not
and
the best idea. And this is a figurative. Never mind. It's like summer loving. Good name. Look at that.
Just the name is horrible.
Name is horrible, but it does end up say, okay, what's summer loving?
Well, what is summer loving? And then when they find out that it's a song from musical Grease, they think one of two things. Where's my handyman and where's my torch?
Yeah.
You know, where's my handyman? Where's my torch?
And how can we change this title? Change the same
exactly.
Title.
How can we change the title
of this thing?
About the thing which isn't a thing, you know what I mean? It's more
good.
Of a oh, okay. You know,
it's one of those songs. Like you chose the wrong title.
I mean, you chose the wrong title. And then you acted on it. Is that so wrong? You know?
Right.
Is that so wrong?
No, not so much. It's like, that title is crazy to share the title.
You know, the just the guts of the title. The title says it all. The title of this, you know, and I mean, I could see the 50s, could you imagine the title meeting? Yeah, boys, what do you want to title this thing? Rape? No. Has to be summer. Porpoises? No. Altoids? No, you stupid motherfucker.
How about summer loving?
That's the most... Wait a second. Kind of thing. Oh. That's the most interesting kind of I've ever heard. Prince, cut. We'll take it. Now, and then they go over to the Sting, which is now a house with fake palm trees. You know. And then they say, you know, this person's arrived at the room, and, you know, the person who is a retired police commissioner, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Who began his career as a school resource and corrections officer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then says, the summer loving operation will run from Wednesday through Saturday and will conduct, I think, I will be conducted by us police departments. And go! Well, okay, fine. If we're going, where are we going? You know, somebody please tell us.
Right.
Somebody please tell us. Oh, wait a second. We can't tell you. Why? Because we don't want to.
It's bad. It's like, this. No, we can't.
We can't, but we will. But we can't, but we won't.
Like, pick one, please.
You know. It is, it is crazy. In that aspect.
It's like, maybe we'll get it. Maybe we won't have to tell anyone. Don't think that's the best way to be.
I don't think that's the exactly the kind of thing, you know,
but then you go from a crazy name to a statue within Pennsylvania just getting up and walking away.
Well, getting up and walking away out of the Sting. That takes guts.
I know.
You know. It takes guts in, so many ways.
I agree.
Yeah. How do you go, oh, yes, yes, I'm gonna go and do a sting. You're knowing the stupid part. I'm not bashing it into existence, but the stupid part is, why would you receive the call and within 6 hours at 10 p.m. on Friday, placed on administrative leave and later resigned after meeting with department administrators? You know?
Right.
It blunders the mind.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think, though? It's sort of stupid about this.
It's like, you want to be unaware, you don't think, you end up in trouble.
Or you don't think. And, I mean, today is a very slow news day. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
It's hump day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm sure next Monday, if we actually have something, we will take the money.
Yeah.
I bet. You know.
Yes.
But then there's also our last top of the night, which is, oh my God, President Obama's statue has been missing.
Oh no.
Oh, this isn't good. This isn't good for anyone else. I don't know. I don't know. You know, for somebody who moved into Regent Street, what have they said?
No, I don't know. I think you're mistaken.
I think
am I?
Yeah.
How would Johnny take that one? Like, yeah, like now. Like, missing present statue gone away?
Like, what?
It's like, statue gone missing. I wonder if it walked away. Your legs and walked away.
You know, you know, in the middle of the night, they just come alive and walk away, you know, like...
Like mannequins! Like mannequins?
Well, mannequins...
It would... It's like mannequins? Could... Not really. But something had... It's not like a divine power could take it away.
Maybe he wanted a cup of coffee and never wanted to return. I don't know.
Yeah,
possibly.
It's like, it's like coffee? Coffee? No. It's like, maybe go find a Starbucks. And then never come back.
Well, yeah.
Or a nice cup of Joe.
Or, I have an idea, sit down in front of the missing statue and claim that, get an improv actor to pretend that it's Obama, so therefore you can be a real life mannequin and possibly walk
yes.
away and steal yourself.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You know, that's what I think.
But maybe, maybe. No.
Possibly not. Possibly not.
And slow Newsday means slow Newsday.
Means very slow Newsday.
Which is never fun.
It's never fun. Ladies and gentlemen, I think what we'll do is tomorrow night we'll make up for this night show with a bonus show. I think that's allowed. You know.
Yes.
To apologize for
yes.
slow Newsday. Yes. To apologize for slow Newsday. I mean, and then we'll have, you'll get three shows, I'm off, which normally we have on the summer schedule, which is Monday and Wednesday. So, yeah, I think what we'll do is,
So, yeah. That means
yes.
We're going to be off. Going.
Yes. And I guess we will see you tomorrow night. Have
yes.
a great night, ladies and gentlemen.
Everyone can find us at itsmyyearold.com/aimsuccesso.com/affiliates.
Have a great
night.
Bye. Good night.